Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Music Law. This is Brian Lukasiewicz. I'm an attorney licensed and based out of Minnesota. Please bear with me as we attempt to establish a format for this program. But basically what I'm going to do, I'll give you a brief introduction of myself and we'll break right into the first issue, the first topic. Like I said, I'm an entertainment attorney based out of Minnesota, licensed. I practice in copyright, trademark, contracts, agreements, distribution for film and for music. I've done some work with television, with various authors, and basically anything in the arts and entertainment world I'm willing to take a stab at. So, you can contact me if you have questions you'd like me to address. You can email those to me. My email address is 4musichelp@gmail.com. That's the number 4, music, M-U-S-I-C, help, H-E-L-P, at gmail.com. So let's jump into it right away. First, an introduction to myself. Like I said, I'm a music attorney. My background is music, theater, film, television, that sort of thing. And I'm an independent attorney. I have my own practice. That's the Lukasiewicz Law Group. And my background is working with artists. I am an artist, and my passion is helping individuals with their creative projects and helping to develop them and protect them and promote them. So the first thing I wanted to talk about today is copyright. I get the question often, I've got this great idea for this thing. How do I protect it? And usually it boils down to a copyright issue. It could be trademark, it could be something else, but usually in the entertainment realm, it's a copyright issue. And so I thought that would be the best thing to start out with for this first segment. So what is a copyright? A copyright is, it's broken down. There's three elements to making something protectable for copyright. And our copyright laws stem back into England, the old colonial copyright law. The United States has really drifted away as far as those original provisions of what they call the Statute of Anne, provisions from England to establish our own copyright law based on industry standards and practice standards for what Congress initially called the useful and creative arts. And so let's jump right into it. A copyright, it's a protection. There's two types of protection. There's what's known as common law copyright and federal registration. Common law copyright is basically, if you're familiar with the term, a poor man's copyright, the idea of taking a work, creating it, and then mailing it to yourself, thus having a U.S. postage stamp as far as what the date is of that creation. And to be perfectly honest, the theory exists, the practice exists, but it limits the amount of protection that you have. It's really a state law protection, and it really isn't enforceable in the United States. The idea has carried through from colonial times, and so the protection does exist, but it's incredibly limited. Versus federal registration through the U.S. Copyright Office, that's really the way to protect a creative work, is through the registration process. So what does it take to register a work? Well, in order to be copyrighted and to be deserving of that protection, it needs, that creative work has to have three elements. And the first one is that the work be original. Now, the framers of the original copyright provision in the United States, and as Congress has amended that copyright law and enacted further copyright acts, they have taken original to be defined as original to the artist, that, or the author. The term that the provision uses is author. So whether you're a songwriter or a filmmaker or whatever type of creative artist you are, you're deemed an author. And so the work needs to be original to that author or authors, because of course you can have more than one co-author on a work, and that's a legitimate form of registration. But it must be original to that author. And so in theory, two people, and this has been fought out in federal court, that two people can create an almost identical work, working individually, and receive copyright protection for those two individual works, so long as they weren't working collectively. This needs to be an original work to each of those authors. The second element is a fixation requirement. The work must be fixed. It can't be intangible. It has to be something that can be documented. It can be fixed in the form of a video recording, an audio recording. It can be written down on paper, but it needs to be fixed. It can be a photograph. So if you want to copyright image that you've created, you can certainly copyright that, but it needs to be fixed. It has to be in a medium that can be mailed into the U.S. Copyright Office, or now, thanks to the internet, it can be uploaded through the Copyright Office's what they call the ecosystem, the Electronic Copyright Office registration process. So those are the first two elements, original and the fixation requirement. The third element is one that comes to me quite often. I get calls on the regular basis saying, hey, I've got this great idea for something, whether it's a script, whether it's a song, whether it's whatever it is. It's this great idea, and I want to protect it so that no one else can copy it. And so that third element is expression. It needs to be an expression. And what's the difference between an idea and an expression? This is where the three elements tend to overlap themselves. An expression is defined as something more than an idea. You need to create something out of it. And of course, being that the second element is fixation, it needs to be something more than an idea that's fixed. So what I often tell clients is you need to take your idea and do something with it. If you have an idea for a song, write the song. Write down the words, write down the melody, write down the chord structure, whatever it is that makes your song an expression. It has to be more than an idea. So write it down, record it, however you need to do it, and make sure it's in a fixed format. Certainly there's things that can be difficult to fix. One of the great examples I've heard is a choreographer who creates a piece of choreography, some dance moves. Now, the way to fix that, I mean, it's not copyright protectable until it's fixed. The way to fix it is to write down those moves or videotape someone dancing that choreography. So that helps move the creative work from the idea phase to the expression phase, but it also fixes it. And again, it needs to be original. So those are really the three elements. Once something has moved beyond an idea into an expression and fixed, and it's original to the author, it can then be registered. So if you're following along thus far, if you have an idea, my advice is to turn it into something. Create a work that's original. Certainly anything that is created is going to be inspired by other things, but it needs to be original. You need to add some creative element to it in order for it to be copyrighted. Then the next step is to register it. The registration process has gotten a lot easier over the years. The copyright registration paperwork is online. You can download it from the Copyright Office, which is www.copyright.gov. That's the U.S. Copyright website. You can download the paperwork, or you can upload your information right from their website on the form. You simply submit the information. The fee is currently $35 to do an online registration, or $45 if you want to download, print off the application form, and submit it by mail. There's rules about how to submit it. There's rules about when to submit it, and there's rules about the nuances of your registration. You can register with co-authors. You can register multiple works at the same time if they're being published at the same time. My advice to clients that are wanting to copyright, say, a CD of original works, they can submit the entire collective work, the entirety of the CD, as one registration, so long as all of the songs were written by a joint co-author. So if there's three people who wrote the songs on the CD, and one person was one of the writers for all of the songs, that person can register it and would register each track individually in the same registration form, notating the title of each track and who the authors of that work are. And again, it doesn't have to be all written by the same three, but all tracks that are recorded together need to be registered by the same joint author. So that's basically what we're looking at. That's the copyright process. That's what you need to have done in order to register a copyright. That's the process for registration. I look forward to hearing back from you. Please email me at the number 4musichelp@gmail.com. I'll take any question and try to address it on the air in a anonymous sort of way, so you can feel safe in knowing that whatever you email me, I won't be sharing your name, but certainly I'll share the circumstances so that you get a better idea of what we're talking about. And I look forward to hearing from you. I wish you all great success in your creative endeavors, and if you have any questions for me, please email them in to me. Thank you very much. This has been Music Law with Brian Lucas-Savitz, and good luck. Thank you.